Saffron started out on her journey full of optimism, with visions of like-minded comrades ready to join her cause. Inevitably, her eyes would open to the ways of the world, and she would encounter the characters from the story that's been evolving since the dawn of history. Forces of destiny were pulling her to the path that was chosen for her. Ere long, Saffron Marling would take her place on the game board of life.
Thank you all for coming out. I'm Saffron Marling, and my major is music history. My dream is to immortalize a great song from history every New Year's Eve by playing it on city bells throughout Arkavilia.
How do you suggest we select the songs?
Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, it's Cindy Thompson. Should we go by music charts or, for example, according to what songs won awards?
I want to go beyond what the information tells us. My project, I think, will have more meaning because only one song will be chosen each year. Yes, the gentleman by the door?
I'm Pete Anderson. You haven't answered the question. How will we choose the songs?
I think we need a process that isn't strictly numerical. You can't measure, for example, how many people whistle a song while they walk their dog, or what songs are played the most at weddings. How can you measure the inspiration a song has given to others?
So what's your suggestion?
Since this was my idea, I would like to suggest that, with your input, I make the final decision on the first song.
Well, what's the point of the committee, then?
Well, I didn't say I would decide alone. I'm recommending that we put suggestions on the table, but I make the final decision, and I would only decide only the first year.
I agree with her. This was her idea. Why not let her decide the first song played?
Why not? Because the first song played is everything. It will be seen as the greatest song in history. Everyone will remember the first song.
Rollins warned me about this. Listen, we'll honor a new song every year. There will be lots of chances to honor many different songs.
No, the first one will be remembered more than any others. This is a school of history. You should all understand, if it catches on like you hope it will, it could start a tradition that goes on hundreds of years.
And there will be hundreds of chances to honor different songs.
Okay, tell me, who was the fifth president of the United States?
I'm not sure.
Who was the first president?
George Washington.
All right, well, who was the first and third man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong. I don't know, and I get your point. I still think this is Saffron's gig. Let her decide the first year. That gives us well over a year to develop a more formal process for future decisions. In fact, I move that the first song be chosen by Saffron after presentations from committee members.
Hunt Joshua, and I second the motion.
Wow, voting already.
No, I don't agree with this. We don't even have a formal organization in place. We can't pass votes.
I guess you haven't been following along in history class. Sometimes this is how things happen. I guess since Saffron started this organization, she would be the temporary president. I'm writing things down, so that I guess I'm the... Oh, I'm the secretary. Moved by Cindy Thompson, that Saffron will choose the first song. Seconded by Joshua... last name, please.
McCartney, present.
Seconded by Joshua McCartney. All four? All opposed? Just one vote opposing? I guess that's it, then. Saffron will decide on the first song after considering presentations from committee members. So, Pete, sometimes history moves pretty fast. Better keep your eye on the ball.
Very cute, but if you think this will be my only time up to bat, think again.
Did I just hear somebody named Joshua McCartney?
That's right, McCartney.
You're not...
Yes, descendant of Sir Paul McCartney. The greatest songwriter in music history.
One of the greatest, next to John Lennon from way up in my family tree.
Well, who are you?
Oh, Geoffrey Lennon.
Very funny, guys. This is a joke, right? This is is way too much of a coincidence. Two Beatles descendants on my committee?
Why would it be a coincidence? You posted an ad for people to form a committee for a project to honour the greatest songs in music history. I'm actually surprised there aren't more descendants of famous songwriters.
He has a point. Descendants of lots of famous people get admitted to Archivilia. You should have put up more posters.
So, it looks like there could be a strong vote for a Lennon-McCartney composition to be ringing the bells.
It sounds like a conflict of interest if I've ever heard one. And besides, there's no way I'll support a 20th century song as the first.
What's wrong with 20th century music?
The 20th century was the most wasteful in the entire history of the human race.
We're here to judge music history, not environmental history.
If the people of the 20th century had wasted so much of our resources and polluted this planet, we wouldn't have a world military government.
In case you've forgotten, Archivilia isn't under military rule.
And in case you haven't noticed, we're the only democratic country on Earth.
So what's your point?
My point is that the military could shut us down at any time they want.
Oh, but they won't. We're like their little science project, their little pet farm, their little history museum under a glass bubble. Are you afraid of the military government?
Absolutely. And we all should have every reason to be afraid. They fund everything we do. While the rest of the world lives in relative poverty, we live a life of excess luxury, supposedly to preserve history. You don't think they're going to get tired of writing checks?
So we'll be playing some songs on city bells throughout Archivilia. What's the big deal?
Honoring a 20th century song is the first. We'd be flaunting them with our excess once again.
What are you talking about?
Every day, it's something different. Proposals to build a gigantic racetrack with gas-guzzling race cars, recreating Las Vegas with lights that consume endless amounts of power, all in the name of reconstructing history. Now, you want to flaunt them yet one more time by honoring music created during the most wasteful period in history? It's only a matter of time before they pull the plug on Archivilia and put us under military rule like the rest of the world.
We're just ringing bells! You're reading way too much into this!
Oh, forget it. Forget it. I'm out of here.
Good riddance!
Something tells me we haven't heard the last of him.
I think we should wrap up. If you could all just leave your email on this sheet as you leave, I'll let you all know about the next meeting.